Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. We appreciate that very much. Folks, don't forget, go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. Download the free app for your iPhone or your Android, or just take a look at the really cool swag that we have on the website. We appreciate that very much. So with great pleasure that I get to introduce today, Kevin Hickerson. He's the new president for the Fairfax Education Association. Kevin, welcome to Union Edge.
Hey, thank you, Charles. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Kimberly, your predecessor, was on with us on a regular basis, I'm sure you know. First off, you ran for president. You won. Do you want a do-over?
That's what I said to my colleagues for the last year at Chantilly High School. Is they were asking, you know, are you excited? And I said, well, it's a darn if you do, darn if you don't. You know, I'm definitely thrilled. I wouldn't have ran for the position if I wasn't willing and wanting to take on the important work of protecting our educators in Fairfax County.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that is a very important thing. And oftentimes, you know, Kevin, I got to tell you, I was a staffer. I was an elected officer. I have been yelled at by the very best on both sides of that issue. So long and short, God bless you. And thank you for running for office and picking up that mantle. It's a very important thing. New president, new direction. One of the things that you're talking about is organizing. That's a very good thing. It's near and dear to my heart. How are you going to get it done?
Well, the thing is that we're going into a different direction in terms of our organizing, but I believe that they share our with what we are already doing in the first place, which is organizing around our issues. But instead of doing it from a board of director type of top-down model, we're actually going to go out into our schools and, you know, organize by having one-on-one conversations and talking with our members and non-members, for that matter, about what is affecting them in their schools in Fairfax County.
And what are some of the things that you expect to hear from the teachers on the ground at each one of these schools?
Well, working conditions is, of course, one of the biggest issues that we see going forward. And it's actually one of the issues that, you know, the new crop of teachers are really inspired by, that they want to see fixed and want to help in fixing those issues. Of course, salary and benefits, attack on pensions, those are all important issues, and we will be working diligently on those. But we're going to go also and out there and see with these new teachers how they're doing.
I am sure that you have hit the ground running. You've had some conversations. Has there been anything that has surprised you, any of the feedback from the Fairfax Education Association or other teachers?
You know, it hasn't necessarily – I haven't seen anything just yet. I'm still in the office right now, but in a few weeks we are going to go into the classroom and talk to the teachers and other support professionals one-on-one, really get down to the basics of what's happening in their building and what do they see, and if there is a big issue that's happening countywide, we're gonna help take that on, and we're going to organize enough around that to be able to move forward. You know, it really is a personal connection that their president is there for them day to day, you know, hearing them out and you know, being the face of the organization to be able to affect change.
And that's an important thing. And affecting change is an important thing that the union does, but it also provides a lot of continuity at the same time. Am I correct?
Oh, most certainly. The continuity in our organization is extremely important. You know, we have to build up the next generation of leaders, and that's what one of my other goals is to do in our organization is you know, move away, not necessarily focusing more on the board of directors, but also to focus on our reps, make sure that our reps are well trained and able to talk about the issues at their school so that they are the leaders in their building. And from that, we will get, you know, more members, and from that, the more members we have, the stronger we are as an organization.
Absolutely. Within the Fairfax Education or within your jurisdiction or Fairfax County, I understand there's about 35,000 teachers.
We have around 25,000 employees in our school system.
Okay. All of which are eligible for the bargaining unit.
Everybody is eligible except for, you know, administrators who have not joined before.
Okay. Now, out of that, how many are participating, and how many new people can you bring on board?
Well, this year, it's funny you asked that question, because we're going to have our new teacher orientation and bus driver orientation next week, and we're expecting anywhere from 1,400 to 1,600 new teachers coming into Fairfax County. So that means that we have a lot of opportunity to be able to talk to a newer generation of teachers and to be able to get them into the fold. There's a lot of issues that we're working right now. The NEA has a new ed campaign where we are focusing on what the issues that affect our newest generation of teachers, such as, you know, student debt from going to college. I mean, it's a huge issue.
Yeah.
We're also focusing in on, you know, their classroom issues. They want to feel professional. So, you know, making sure that they have the proper training in terms of classroom management and professional development is extremely important. They're also big into the political and social justice. I mean, that's the millennials and the new teachers of this generation want to be involved. We have to have an organization that's there to show them a way to get involved.
Right, and that's one of the great things about unions. Unions, if for anything else, provides an infrastructure and a backbone for all of the other wonderful socially responsible things that need to be addressed. And once you've learned how to build it, it's fairly easy to replicate. Well, easy is a relative term, but, you know, organizing and getting people out, that's what labor does, and it does very effectively, and that's one of the reasons why labor in this country accounts for 20-25% of the vote, even though it's only representing 10-15% of the population.
Sure, but I agree with you on a lot of those points. One of the things that we're trying to do here at the Fairfax Education Association is to change it from a service model. And, you know, basically the expectation is that we will solve this problem for you. And we're trying to change that here at the Fairfax Education Association, because we want to be all, it's not you need us, but that we need you. And if we can hone that message and talk to people one-on-one and show them and be open and transparent about our process and the way that we organize, I think that that shows how much we actually need each other. And it would show the newest employees that there's an organization that is not only it's not fighting for you, it's fighting with you right some of the social justice ills that they see in society today.
We are all in this together. And with that thought, Kevin, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. How's that?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Fantastic. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
This week's indictments in a human trafficking ring in Prince George's County bring to light a problem that isn't often talked about, but just won't go away. People being kidnapped and coerced into serving as sex slaves. Lisa Jordan with the Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault says there's more discussion about sexual assault and human trafficking, but still not enough progress when it comes to services, prevention, and stronger policies.
You know, the young girl from Cecil County brought down to Baltimore City and trafficked there, or we've even seen cases with schoolgirls who are still living at home and being trafficked, even though they're still under their parents' care.
Three people were indicted this week after Maryland State Police, Prince George's County, and the Attorney General's office conducted a months-long investigation. They alleged the trio operated a sex slave ring under the guise of a modeling and escort agency and advertised on the website Backpage.com. Among the victims were two teenagers, including a young woman from New Jersey and a juvenile who was lured from North Carolina. Jordan says predators befriend their victims and make big promises of a better life. She adds with school getting back into session, there are signs that teachers and school administrators can spot.
So if they have a young girl in class who they know really has no family resources and suddenly they're showing up at school and their nails are done and their hair is beautiful and they're wearing expensive clothing, that sort of thing might be a sign that something bad is happening, not that something good is happening.
Jordan is convinced that more prison time is one way to stop human trafficking. But for criminals, she says, it's all about money.
When you sell drugs, you sell them, they're used, and they're gone. But when you're selling a human being, you can sell that human being over and over and over again. And if we're going to effectively punish and prevent and stop trafficking, we've got to start looking at their finances, and we've got to hit them in the pocketbook.
She says another angle that needs to be addressed is anti-poverty programs. She explains when people have jobs and a chance for an education, they aren't as tempted to do desperate things in order to survive. For Maryland News Connection, I'm Veronica Carter.
Hey, this is Charles Showalter, host of the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I want to talk to you about an organization I'm proud to be part of, the Union Veterans Council. My friend, Will Fisher, runs the program. Will, he's a Marine and a member of the Painters Union. Will and the Veterans Council bring folks together and advocate for issues that are most important for veterans, especially the need for good jobs and a strong, fully funded, fully staffed Veterans Administration. Additionally, the Union Veterans Council works to remind folks that attacks on workers are attacks on veterans. Veterans and workers are one and the same. When vets like myself get out of the service, they're looking for a good family-supporting job. That's a union job, and the Union Veterans Council is the tip of the spear in the lead for these fights. In short, the Union Veterans Council stands for a better life and fights for those who have fought for us. You can learn more about the Union Veterans Council at www.unionveterans.org. That's unionveterans.org. This Veterans Info Minute is sponsored by the NFL Players Association, NFLPA.com.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in Union Edge. Listen, folks, we really want your ideas, your suggestions, and critiques of this program. Yeah, okay, you can say I'm no good, but you got to tell me why, okay? I'm just saying. Send it to requests@theunionedge.com. That's requests@theunionedge.com. And we appreciate all of your support in that. Right now, we're talking with Kevin Hickerson. He is the brand new president for the Fairfax Education Association. Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kevin, we appreciate it. And Kevin, how long have you been teaching?
Last year was my 13th year of teaching.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've been teaching. I taught at the same school for 12 years. I love that. I love that school and community. It was Chantilly High School in Fairfax, Virginia. And I was a special education teacher. Taught history, government, and 12th grade English.
And I spent 12 years in the 8th grade at Taylor Alderdice, but that's another story. No kidding. But the long and short of this is this: you are right now at a point where organizing is important. People are aware of it. You've got a batch of brand new teachers coming in. They're excited. They want to be professionals. They want to be part of this. Now, here's the question. How do you in Fairfax, Virginia, Fairfax County, Virginia, have the conversation with somebody who's maybe in their mid-20s, who's never been part of a union, that's staring down the barrel of $100,000 in school loans, and tell them you want $25.95 every month for them to join the union?
Well, that's a great question that you ask, and it's one that we struggle with here at, you know, the Fairfax Education Association, because, you know, we want to be able to offer the best organization for them to belong to. But we often tell them that it's an investment in change. You know, if they invest in our organization, we can work with them to be able to affect change in their everyday life. And so people pay for what they find important. And so we have to make them understand that we're important to their lives. And so one of my biggest mantras is starting with Simon Sinek's Start With Why. I talk to them and ask them, why are they a teacher? Why do they want to make a change in people's lives? And I connect that back to what our mission is as the Fairfax Education Association and why we're here. And often we find common ground. And if those educators have that common ground with us, they're more apt to join and they're more apt to stay with us in the long run more than any other service that we can provide.
It's very important, and you just hit it on the head. It's a service that you provide, and despite the rhetoric that's out there, despite all of the vitriol that's out there, and despite the many things that have been said over the last 30 years, even those people that say those negative things about unions, even those people that say the derogatory things about unions, they want those same things for themselves. They just don't want it for the employees. And oftentimes, even, when you're having that conversation with, some of our many Republican members, they may have a little bit of a difference initially, but when you have that conversation, they get it, they understand it, and oftentimes they join because of it.
Sure. Individuality is extremely important in our lives, but we're also a collective group as humans, and we all want to belong. We want to belong to something, and, our organization, why not belong to our organization? And, the ultimate thing is that in labor, we all want fair pay for fair work, right? And mm-hmm. we all want to have our voice heard. And in teaching, we want what's best for our students. So that perfect melange of issues right there and is an important and an intrinsic reason why somebody should belong to the Fairfax Education Association.
There you go. Are you guys going to be holding rallies for membership drives? How are you guys going to do it, or is it going to be all one-on-one conversations?
Well, I mean, there's various tactics that we are using. Next week, we have a recruiting drive where we are at the new teacher orientation for a couple days. And then we're at various bus driver orientations throughout the week. That's where we're starting out as. We're gathering, some information, and one of our goals of the membership committee is to go out and to talk individually to these new teachers that are coming out and go to their schools. There's some schools that haven't had a visit in a few years, but there are over 200 building sites in Fairfax County. And I know it's one of my goals to get to every single one of those sites by the time my term is done. And so I am making it a personal mission to go and talk to individually to as many people as possible and convince them that our organization is the best. And one of the things is that, we're going to try to blend old and new models together to be able to make an effective change. So we're using data more than we ever have. We're gathering some information on what people are actually interested in, and we're going to work to form committees to be able to punch through some of the human resources red tape and try to affect that change. We have to change our programs to be responsive. If we're not responsive to our members are not going to stay members for very long, and especially in Virginia, when in Virginia it's a state where, you don't have to join. You're not forced to join a union. You have to make that choice. And every day when I wake up, I make it a conscious effort to say, what am I doing for my members today, and how am I going to, help them make their lives in the classroom better than it was yesterday.
There you go. And, I got to tell you, cops, firemen, paramedics, teachers, we don't jump into those jobs for the money and the glory. We take those jobs because we care, we're concerned, and we're working real hard to improve the lives of the people we're responsible to. My hat's off to you. My wife's a teacher. You know, you can't drive. My family can't drive past the teacher store without making a stop. We have a revolving charge account.
No doubt.
You know,
I totally understand her predicament.
And so let us know what we can do to help. Let us know what we can do to help with the organizing, because it's important. If for nothing else, unions, even in right to work for less states, provide that counterbalance, provide the checks and balances. They provide the format and formula for fair days pay for fair days work.
I absolutely totally agree with you. If we're not together as people defending our rights, then you know we're going to fall apart essentially.
Absolutely. Now, Kevin, I got to ask you. We got about 30 seconds left. How do we find out more about the Fairfax Education Association?
Well, there's a couple ways you can do that. You could go to our Facebook and look up Fairfax Education Association. We are also on Twitter at FEA_Fairfax, and our website is fairfaxea.org.
Fantastic. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you again soon. And just one word to the parents that are out there. Get involved with your kids' teachers. Get involved with your kids' teachers. And even if you don't have kids in the schools, get involved with the school system. It is that very vitally important. And every dollar that we spend in early childhood education, we gain back 10, 12, 15 times. It's very, very important. We appreciate that. Kevin, please take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Charles. Have a good day.
Absolutely. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.